is. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Holy shit, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's Monday. What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Zach D'Amico, International Superstar. What's up, kid?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm in a good mood.
Me too.
I'm in a good mood. It's been a nice day. Relaxed. Hung out with my son all day. Get to hang out with you guys now. Get to podcast with my favorite people in the world. Got some incredible white guests on the show today. I usually we have white guests on the show. And then the guys we booked today, I was like, all right, well, one of them is definitely not white. And then he came on the fucking show, and he's the whitest guy here. So we're going to get into that in a second. But ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let me introduce our guest for the show. Scott Chaplin's here.
It's been a while. Yeah, man. It's been months. How you been, bro?
I'm really good, dude. Really good. How are you, man? Too.
I feel good today. It was a nice day.
Why is there a teddy bear in the background? What is that?
Oh, I got it for Khalees for Mother's Day. And, I mean, the room is real small. There's just nowhere else to put it unless you want to see, like, you know, how dirty we actually live, you know? So yeah. I got to keep everything like this, yeah.
It's a little bit of an obnoxious gift. That seems more of an inconvenience than...
No, it's actually very sweet when you have an open heart, you dumb fuck.
Well, it's just a huge fucking teddy bear. Like, what is she going to do with it? It's just taking up massive amounts of space.
Listen, you fucking fat idiot. I'm an essential worker, okay? So she's worried about me all day, and she's got to hold on to something.
And then in a few months...
Your arms have never been the issue, Louis. It's your head and your gut.
But then in a few months, Scott can cuddle with the bear when Khalees is out doing gigs.
Zach's on the board. Also on the show, very excited to have these guys. They're cunts, so be prepared already when we get into it. I have to preemptively let you know. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Without Apologies podcast, this is the Philip Wave Radio Network. I don't want to get any of your fucking plugs wrong, because then I'm going to have another 6 months of you guys trashing me on the internet.
You're failing miserably.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's RDA. Ian Ellis.
All they need to know is RDA, Ross Dog. They'll find all of us. Ian Ellis,
RDA,
LLC.
Ross Dog Network. Also, Ian Ellis is here. Ross Dog is here. How are you boys doing?
Fantastic. I'm in my hot-ass garage in Florida right now, sweating for you.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm happy to have you guys here. Ian Ellis is holding up the Louis J. Gomez dossier. I'm assuming he has lots of things on me. He's really...
Well, we're going to talk. Listen,
he's opening up a can of worms. I'm sorry?
Zach, you're coming in here. I like your energy. I think you're going to go with me. Do you know what a phony piece of shit Louis is?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Who are you possibly asking that question to?
I mean, generally to the room, but were you here when he was reading ads?
Yes, I'm yes.
How do you feel about Chief Slap a Hoe? Yeah. You need a consultation.
They're not gonna hear it, Ian. They're not gonna hear it till the end. They're not gonna hear it till the end. But
after
yeah, I sold my soul.
Your little bit. Tell them about who you
How do I feel
for.
About it? I feel that half that money's mine, so God bless you, Chief Slap a Hoe.
Chief Slap a Hoe's the fucking man. What are you talking about?
He can't afford to keep his lights on. What is he paying you? Is he paying you in chicken?
You're
getting
no
WIC
idea.
Coupons? You're taking WIC money to do ads now?
Well, if he is paying us a chicken, you're the one delivering it.
Let me give you guys some insight as to who these fucking psychos are, okay? Ian Ellis and Ross Dog, I heard about these guys a few months ago because they have been trolling me relentlessly on Twitter and various platforms. They created a cartoon. We played the cartoon a couple times on the show now. You know, to be honest with you, it's kind of funny. I thought it was all in good fun. I think Ross Dog kind of hates me for real. Ian, me and Ian are boys at this point.
I don't know you.
All right. Well, you know what?
I can't hate you.
That's a very good point. But I'm happy to have you guys on the show because I did your show a couple weeks ago.
And we're happy you did. It's awesome.
We had a good time. We had a good conversation. Your fans have been very friendly.
They were so excited to see your name pop up in the Discord.
I know. I had no idea what a fucking Discord was.
It's still pretty useful.
Hold on, Louis. You have a Discord.
I have a Discord now, and I haven't been into it since. I'm just assuming people are just sending me, like, child porn. It's like dark web shit, right?
It's possible. It's possible.
Louis, are you afraid of the dark? Spooky dookie dookie dookie.
Ian, what the fuck is going on? Why are you in a car?
It's where he lives. That's what I told you. His wife kicked him out.
I got failed comedian for 12 deliveries years. I got to do, man. I get the clock doesn't stop just because you want to goof around on the internet.
Are you really doing deliveries while you do the show?
Absolutely, man. You know, it doesn't stop. I got to keep making this paper, man.
I'm so excited to see your shot turn upside down and hear honking and screaming.
I think he's in a flood right now, so we'll see the water start flowing.
It's been a flash flood for 2 days. Lewis, we need to talk.
All right, you're here, Ian. This is the big show, but boy, well, this is my fourth biggest show. Is
it? And he only has three podcasts.
You got time to fill. You got so many shows, you no longer have passion left.
I have tons.
Scraping by show to show. Which one do you get the good material? Which one do you kill it on? Because there's six of them.
I hear this regularly from Ian now. At this point, I've listened to a bunch of their shows that they've done specifically on me, and they're right. They are right about this. I said this maybe two episodes ago. I called out my entire production staff. I said, I'm passionless. They are not getting the best out of me. And I will tell you right now, part of that reason is I will give credit to fucking Ian Ellis and the RDA Network, Ross Dog, for fucking pushing me to be a better podcaster.
That's why we're here.
I know.
And we need to talk about some of the answers you gave us, because you came on our show, but you only gave us 30 minutes, so we had our backs up against the wall with the clock.
Ian, this is not your show. You will fucking let, if I want to, I don't even.
Lewis, I have allegations. I have a whole dossier.
I don't even interview my guests, much less let my guests interview me, you fucking psycho. I will give you your time so you can open up your dossier and you could figure out what you'd like to know on me, and we could put me on trial yet again. But let's fucking just relax. I got it.
Okay.
I got it,
okay.
Ian. You're the only Lewis. One you're the only one without a fucking microphone, and he has all the confidence in the world. It's psychotic.
2 years later, he still has the shittiest equipment. That's what's fucking crazy. Holding me back. If I didn't like this guy, I could boot him. I'd probably get a lot further.
I know. Ross Dog sounds great. Ian.
You mean they don't have a mic attachment that plugs into the lighter in your car?
Ian, we tried everything with this guy. Lewis, just be happy you don't hear birds right now.
Ian, you are fucking also very ugly. I don't understand where all of your confidence comes from. You're a fucking ugly human being. For all the shit you talk, it's psychotic. Actually, to be honest with you, I appreciate it because you're so confident. Like, you're in a car, you're like, yeah, I'm going to deliver Uber during this. And it's truly a level of confidence because you don't give a fuck. This is why you guys do what you do, because you genuinely don't fucking care. I guess the Revenge of the Sis is the show that you guys have a legitimate beef with. Or is it not a real beef? I don't even know anymore.
Well, you know,
Ian drags us into this shit. I don't know. You got to ask Ian. I get the hate, but I'm never even participating. I just catch all the fucking hate.
So this guy, Mersh, your boyfriend that you had on the show, he was stealing bits from this other show called Red Bar. And he was doing them on his show as if he came up with it, stealing whole concepts, stealing shit from his BBG private group. And
this guy's a comic?
He's a political pundit, former comic.
He's a local comic here in Tampa, but not so good. Not so good at it.
Okay.
So we started teasing him about this, and he got so butthurt, he flagged our channel 19 times in one night. Had the whole YouTube channel deleted. So to get back at him, we created a Spike channel called Philip Wave, where I use a shitty app to make a cartoon about their lives, and I've turned their entire life into a parody.
And that's where we started getting dragged into it, because we had...
You want to hang out with these fuckboys, Lewis.
We had Revenge of the Sis on, so then it became...
Two times!
You started writing cartoons about me after the first time. So this was like... This is months ago. I've now gone back and I've watched every cartoon. I know the cartoon in and out. I want you guys to start writing on my cartoon, because I think you guys are actually funnier than us, so we could use the help.
We also think that we're funnier than you.
I know.
Which is why we have some allegations we'd like to go over.
I don't know if I want to let him do them yet.
I mean, is that cartoon profitable? Why don't you just not do it?
Yeah, it's profitable. Do you think I do things for fun?
Is it that profitable?
Ross, this is the thing.
It's worth the great rattlesnake name.
Ross, last time I was on their show, was like, he was like, yeah, dude, you guys fucking make money, man. We work real jobs. I was like, what are you talking about? That's not a good thing to brag about.
Why not? Integrity. I'm an artist.
That's not integrity. What are you talking about? What is your
I'm a real ass artist, and you're not. It's okay, though.
What is your real ass job?
I could ask for money, too. I'm a plumber. 16 years. Yeah.
You wouldn't want to stop being a plumber?
Sure, I'd fucking love to, because my back's going out, but...
Do you chew your nails?
I don't want to nickel and dime my viewers, because I wouldn't have the fan base I have right now, the loyal fan base. If I was nickel and diming them, I'd mean nothing to them.
Yeah, so I nickel and dime my viewers, and I have 4,000 times the fan base.
You got more connections. You got in there.
I have no connections. You are retarded. Here's the problem with you guys. You guys have no fucking clue. No, I'm a pothead. I'm a fucking pothead.
That is not an argument against it. Well, I smoke too much pot to be successful like Lewis.
Right now, the pipe would be in my hand the whole time, but I'm trying to respect you.
No, smoke, doggy. I want you to smoke. I want you to be chill.
Well, now I can't. I got to close my... Here's the thing. I live on a nature preserve, and there's fucking crickets and birds going off 24/7. So my garage door's closed, and if I smoke weed, my wife's going to come out here and embarrass the fuck out of me on the Real Ass Podcast by fucking throwing a laundry basket through the screen.
That's some real shit right there. I appreciate it.
That's why
I like you guys. You're not trying to play it up and make it like you're fucking cool. Like you're legitimately owning the piece
Lewis,
of shit
you
that
were,
you are.
Telling us what a sellout you are.
Yeah, go ahead.
You were confessing your crimes. Go ahead.
On today's show, I sold for, I didn't see the number, but if I had a guess, probably $200, a young rapper. I said he's my favorite artist. Yeah, I'm a fucking sellout. What are you talking about? You guys aren't uncovering anything.
Well, it's also not, it's not selling out when it's very obvious that you could give a fuck about this person. It's actually like stealing a person's money while insulting them at the same time.
Yeah, we don't care about the music. For $150, we'll say he has a big dick and a pretty smile.
Yeah, how to use your...
Well, I mean, this marriage of words is embarrassing. That's like a way a child thinks. You can take somebody's money and still have integrity. Yeah.
But you 100%. You would do that if you were going to get the $150 and then you knew... On top of that, you're going to continue because you guys have a platform where people actually see you a lot more than they see us.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck that's about. But yeah, if I...
I'm pretty intelligent. I apologize. Let me dumb it down.
Yep. No, please dumb it down. No, please dumb it down. Or was that a bad joke? Please dumb it down. Please dumb it down.
It's not as bad as your hat, but continue, homo.
Okay. No. Please explain it. I would like you to dumb it down for me, Ross Bennington. Please.
Cool teddy bear, cool hat. Next topic.
Hold on. You guys are here. You're on the platform. I'm just saying, like, what do you mean by that? Tell me.
By what? He's got a gay hat and a teddy bear. He's a homosexual.
No, what do you mean by the question? Yeah.
No, I get that. I mean, of course, I'm obviously homosexual. I understand that. But your irritation with him having ads, where does that come from?
There's no irritation. All I said was I'm a real ass artist, and he's not.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying he's a piece of shit. Get that money. You got that money, get it.
Ross, did you hear the part where this new guy, Zach, said, it's like...
I've been on the show for 5 years.
Yeah, I don't even watch the show, and I know Zach's not new.
Scott was the one that was like, it's like we're robbing him. That was his justification. It's better. It's like we're stealing out of their pocket. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Isn't that lit?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, you... Scott, this person paying Lewis takes their career seriously too? It's all a bit.
Yeah.
It's all one bit, and you're a dumb fucking mark. That's all. You two are fucking marks.
Why are we marks?
Fuck about Lewis.
Because we're doing a hobby, and it went way further than we ever expected.
Well, hold on. Let me answer that.
They get 2 drink tickets when they perform 5 minutes in Tampa. Way further.
I don't do stand-up.
Ross, let me say this. Hold on. Let me respond to you, because the reality is what you're talking about is literally what we're doing. We had a hobby that went way further than we could have ever imagined. So much so that there's some fucking rapper in fucking bumblefuck wherever that thought it would be really funny. And he knows what we do. He knows we're going to trash him. He knows we're going to make fun of it, right? He knows exactly what we're going to do. So maybe you guys aren't in on it. I'm just saying, like, if you really are going like, oh, dude, you're taking that kid's fucking money, do you not get it? I mean, get it. I don't have to fucking explain it. You know what I'm saying? You fucking get it. Ian, you get it. You're not fucking stupid. Ross, you get what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, I'm shitting on you.
And you guys don't have more integrity for anything. Because the reality is, if this kid came to you guys and said, hey, dude, take some fucking cash and do an ad, you'd probably do it. You'd make it funny in your own way. Or you should. And if you didn't, you're fucking stupid. Why are you doing this? Are you doing this to fucking sit in a garage or a car while you got to deliver shit? No, you're fucking doing this to actually get fans and to hopefully turn it into something bigger. No,
Sure. If that's where it goes.
Of course. So why? What are you mad at me for?
I'm not mad at you. I'm not shitting on you having your own network. That's awesome. I'm talking about little ventures like the gay ass cartoon you do. That you yourself said sucks.
And Lewis, what I'm saying is our fan base means a lot to us. It was really hard for us to earn them. So we're not going to fuck them over. And you seem to have no problem fucking over your audience.
Oh, yeah. So no, wait, because I mean, honestly, I love Lewis as a person and shit, but I don't listen to any of this shit. So explain to me how they fucked them over, because I'm like a stranger to this. I would really, because I could be sitting here and you could explain it to me and I could go, you know what, you're absolutely right. So please explain it to me.
So Lewis is promoting stuff that he actually doesn't like, but rather than giving his real opinion, he's pretending he likes stuff for money. So he's selling his audience something that he doesn't like, which is a violation of integrity to me.
Okay, I mean, that's like the lowest form of like an irritation you could have.
It's also just gay. I don't know. What do you want
me to say? I hate to burst your bubble.
Like, I just don't get it. Like,
who cares,
it's just,
Ian?
You know, Bart Simpson didn't really like Butterfingers.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
It's not real.
It's not real. None of it's real. Nobody cares.
That's, yeah, I mean, you don't even
care. Ian, you don't even care. I don't even think you guys hate the Revenge of the Sith guys.
Lewis, you know what I love is you just confess that you're not real on the Real Ass Podcast.
You know that, you know, hold on. You know that the term, guys,
so yeah, you're gonna name it Real Ass Podcast. You better be real ass.
Are you guys retarded?
No, you know, you're retarded. Like, get rid of that retarded
people
cartoon.
Call me real ass dude sarcastically.
That's the kind of garbage,
right?
You laugh at.
You know that people call me real ass dude sarcastically. They're making fun of me by saying that, right? You know, like, that,
you
right?
Think, like, do you think anybody's called him a Puerto Rican rattlesnake sincerely? Like, hey, you gotta watch out.
You think anyone's ever called him comedian Luis J. Gomez?
The artist formerly known as
it's all irony.
Concern of MMA Radio. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Dude, we're currently being
tap it in for you.
We are currently being attacked by 27,000 60-year-old grandmas from the true crime community. They're insane.
What are you
They're
talking
sending
about?
Death threats to us because we made a joke about someone's son dying. They're sending death threats to just fucking people in the Discord, people that don't even go on air.
Yeah, I mean, look, welcome to fucking this can get bigger. Let me tell you something, dude. The more you fucking do the show,
I know,
the more you say fucked up shit, that's gonna happen more and more. I spoke to Ian earlier today. I've got, you know, how many death threats I've gotten throughout the years of doing these stupid shows?
Sure.
Of course. If you say anything slightly controversial, somebody's gonna piss you off, and it's gonna be very easy to type into a fucking computer, I'm gonna kill you. But it doesn't really mean anything.
Lewis,
someone just typed that in the chat, I see.
What'd you say?
Can I change the subject?
Somebody in the chat said, Lewis, I'm going to fucking kill you tonight.
Yeah, that's why I stopped. I saw that too.
Can I say one second? Before you go on, can we fucking, look, let's clear the air here. I'm not trying to get you guys arguing with other guests on the show. We're trying
why
to
not? That'd
to
be fucking, great.
No, that's not what I do. That's not what we're trying to do. I mean, if you, look, if you guys, if that's your whole thing, that's fine. You know, I mean, look, well, that's why you guys made it onto the show. But the reality is, like, I'm not fucking having you guys on here just to be fucking dicks to Scott, or Scott to be dicks to you guys. We could talk about other shit. We could talk about whatever. It just doesn't have to be fucking.
I made one gay joke.
Yeah,
Christ.
I don't mind the gay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was not.
No, I'm just saying, I only made one joke. It's not like I've been sitting here for 20 minutes.
You're right. The reality is, I brought you guys on knowing you guys are going to make fun of me. 100%. I know that was the point,
Lewis,
of it or
who's
whatever.
Who's your beautiful female co-host?
Who? The producer?
Zach.
The delicious one with the chubby cheeks.
Mama June.
You ever fill that up with cum?
I liked it.
You ever face fuck that? Do you hold the cheeks and go while you're fucking her?
Okay. Well, I'm the trying.
Can I ask Scott a question?
Yeah,
what's up, brother?
Question.
So one of my problems with Lewis is that I think he's so worried about the industry that it stops him from having fun. And I'd like to give him a chance to have fun. And I want to get your take on whether or not he'll do it, whether or not he's brave enough.
Yeah.
So I think if Lewis was a real ass fun guy, he would call Joe Rogan on speakerphone and ask him, why is Brendan Schaub such a retarded faggot? Do you think he'll do it? Is he fun enough to do that?
I mean, no, I don't think he would do that.
Pussy.
But I mean, Lewis, you got Joe's number like that?
I do.
You got it, bro?
But you're just not right friendly now with him like that, obviously.
If I did it, would I fucking finally get Ian Ellison and Ross Dog's respect?
You would get a little bit.
If you did it right now.
If I did it right now, a little bit. I'm talking about completely fucking bow down.
Ass podcast.
You guys call yourself Gomites. You subscribe to Gas Digital. Paid subscribers for life.
Joe Rogan is a Boston comic, a killer. He's the best of the best. He said in an interview with Kurt Metzger, I didn't get into this to teach a class. I got into this to shoot spit wads at the teacher and be disruptive. He's a real ass dude. So go have some fun with him. Let him have some fun.
Have you asked Kurt about stealing things for your cartoon?
I asked him if he saw your shit, and he said very specifically, he was like, yeah, dude, I've been lifting all of their jokes.
Oh, well. Yeah, Schumer called him and showed him to him.
That lawyer up.
So are we calling Joe Rogan?
No, not that one. Can we get another real ass test? Not that one. That's
all
not
right,
gonna be
the I'll one. Give you a second chance. I want you to call on Zoom or Twitter, however you got to get a hold of him, Doug Stanhope, and ask him, why is Joe Rogan such a retarded faggot?
I don't even know Stanhope. There's more of a chance of me calling Rogan and asking. There's more of a chance of me calling Rogan and asking him why Brendan Schaub is a retarded faggot than calling Stanhope. That would be a little bit of a weird phone call.
I got a real ass test for you. Why don't you take something, deep throat it, and then stick it in your asshole, and then ass to mouth yourself. Oh, you already did that one. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Dutty.
Why would you do that, Lewis? That's not funny. I just remember now. That's my issue with you, Lewis.
What it's did funny I ask for about myself.
Listen, you did it in a video. We played it. with a water bottle, you fit the whole goddamn thing down.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, dude! Because
the only thing I've seen of you before.
What was the contest? What did I?
It was a clip, so I don't think it, I didn't see the whole thing.
Anybody in the chat remember what I won? Throating. Anyone in the chat remember what I won?
Embarrassing.
Not the respect of your peers.
I've already lived.
I forgot what was my issue. Oh, here's my issue, Lewis.
What's your issue with that? We're not kissing
here's my
afterwards.
Issue is everyone knows, you know, it's fun to hang out with your straight friends and make gay jokes. You're taking it a little too far where it's not funny anymore. It's just an easy, simple, they'll laugh if I take something and stick it up my ass.
Calling him a hack homo?
Hey, but I mean, in his defense, I mean, everything you guys have said is, hey, call this guy and call him a fag. I mean, what's the difference?
I didn't say that at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, guys.
I have no relation
to Ian
Ellis.
I do 12 hours of podcasts per week. You could probably find maybe in the 10 years I've been podcasting, an hour of me shoving things up to my ass and then going ass to mouth with them. I mean, what are we talking about? It's like
it's a pretty good ratio.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't even exist, basically.
You do need that gold mic when you return to stand up.
I am.
Your lips should not be touching anything that anybody else is touching.
All right. What else is in your dossier? Come on. We got to move on to other topics.
Scott, are you a comedian?
Oh, yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Okay. That's all I have. Sorry.
I have a plan for your life, Lewis, a way I think you could be happier and a lot more, you know, wealthy and free. I would like you to quit stand-up comedy and just become the real ass platform. Be like the Puerto Rican Puffy of comedy. Just be a personality that does podcasts, but don't do stand-up comedy anymore. Lewis, comment.
Okay.
Lewis, you realize this is the revenge of every Uber driver you've ever been mean to. Is this cunt in his fucking car?
They've been messaging me all day.
I'm trying. Here's what I said to them. I said, hey guys, just come in and fucking get everyone to like you and you'll fucking walk out. You're funny guys. You'll probably walk out with some fans here.
It never starts like that. It starts with hate for me. And then I get them to like me as I get them close.
Ross, we're the same. I said this to you on your show. I was like, we're the same guy. Cause you come off as very cunty, but the reality is you're not, there's no hate. Ross is different than Ian. Ian actually fucking gets into this. He's trying to create this whole circus. Ross just sort of shows up and fucking does it. He has no emotion towards any of these people or any of these things. He's trying to say mean things. So
I also got a lot of other things going on. I'm sure you know from running a network. It's not just popping on the mic and doing shit. So
that is true.
That's not even my forte, honestly. Talking to people. Plumbing and watching bald Puerto Ricans stick things in their ass. What are you smoking? That's the gayest smoking utensil I've ever seen.
It's the Puffco Peak. Puffco Peak.
You definitely asked him out that.
PuffcoPeak.com, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it shaped like Bobby Kelly's dick?
Use the promo code
SNL, everyone buy it.
Gomez.
Lovely.
It is really good.
Hey, have you thought about calling things gay more? That's a real great that's a real great direction for your comedy.
Thanks for giving us lots of advice. But seriously, Lewis, like, you're not funny, so you might as well quit. Like, you're not going to do anything amazing. But you could be who's the guy that's like, we the best?
Other than Khaled.
Yeah, you could be like the DJ Khaled of comedy, and then you'd be free to do whatever crazy of, shit you want to do.
Sort of what I am.
Except that because you're still a comic, you're still caught in that wet, that social
barely,
network.
Barely, Ian. I mean, it's a lot of...
I don't see you calling Joe Rogan.
It's a lot of Q&A at the end of my shows. A lot of like, hey, what do you guys want to talk about now? So... See, here's the problem with these situations, and I said this to them on their show last night. It's like, I don't really know anything about these guys. So it's like, and you can talk all
the
shit.
I'm 40,
like,
I'm white, I'm failed at life.
Yeah, but that's so, I don't even know any of that. I don't know. Am I going to say that?
Oh, we could assume.
I don't know. Like, sure. Yeah, you're a plumber. Zach, fuck you. You're an Uber driver. Like, I don't know. In my opinion, I'm not doing a show to trash you guys. You know, if you came on my show just to trash me, all right, you have your opportunity. I'll give you a couple more minutes. It's okay. You know, I'm not mad at you. You know, it is what it
Lewis,
is.
Lewis, you gotta loosen up and have some fun here.
I'm trying to. I'm fucking trying to. I promise you guys.
It's
we already
okay.
did this. Hold on, let me say this. We already did this bit on your show. So it's okay. Like, it's fine. You guys can, you know, trash me and tell me I'm unfunny and call me gay. I mean, I do this we do this 3 days a week with Zach, and he does it in a funny way. He's really creative with it.
Can I ask Zach?
You're not gaining anything from this.
Can I ask Zach a question?
It's up to
sure.
Zach, honestly, what do you feel about Lewis's comedy? Like, is it even good at this point?
I wouldn't go on the road with him if I didn't like it. He's one of my favorite people. He was a comic I liked before we were friends.
I listened to his album, and it felt like stories that weren't really fleshed out, and like he didn't really have a strong point of view. Is that just something I'm not seeing? Like, were you burning off the early material on that album?
He got me, guys. He fucking trashed me. He's fucking
me. I don't know. I mean, I will say this. Where do you live, Ian?
Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Oh, all right. So Chicago is like a, you know, like a busy place where you could go see live comedy a lot. But
Ian does comedy. Ian's a stand-up.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Okay, cool. So, you know, comedy is better live in general than it is on a special. I haven't seen Lewis's special. But yeah, he's super fun.
Oh, why not?
I don't watch special. I don't think comedy is funny. I'm not going to do that to myself.
You just don't think Lewis is funny. That. You watch Chappelle.
No, I didn't. I watched one of the Chappelles, and I mean, but it came out like four, though. But I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be like, I don't. I mean, I just happen to not. It's not like, you know, I'm not angry at anybody, but yeah, I just don't watch this shit. Yeah, I don't know.
Ask another thing. A business question.
No, wait. See, here's the thing. You guys are, you're fucking up, right? This is what you're just fucking up. So. You are. I'm telling you, you fucked this up. You could be coming in here and you could, I mean, easily just fucking taking shots, doing what you do.
Lewis, you know what it reminds me of? One time this fucking kid did a roast battle at the stand, and he opened with like, all right, everybody calm down. Or like, hey judges, watch out because I book the Stress Factory. Do you remember this kid?
Oh, wait. Yes, I do. Yeah.
And he was just like shitting on Big J and shit. He's just
the one that he goes, well, I book an A room.
Yes. Just some dumb fuck from Jersey. And he died. And I've never seen him again after that night.
You know what this reminds me of is me and Ross came to like have some fun and break balls. And you guys are all uptight and being a bunch of bitches and pussies.
And
how about you let your hair down and joke with us?
It's not joking. The problem is there's no fucking. There's no arsenal on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I can't like, it's not like we're having a ball busting session where I can talk about fucking Scott's girlfriend or fucking Scott's dead dad. Cause I know these things about him. We're friends.
He is dead.
You guys, you know what I'm saying? Like you, like I, Ian, the other problem with you is like, you're sort of not being real. Like we have a conversation on the phone earlier and you're actually a cool guy. Ian's a cool guy. And I think Ross is a cool guy, too.
Don't tell them that.
Totally agree with
this
you.
This was a secret conversation.
But
you don't spill my secrets. I'm not nice.
But I'm just saying, like, fucking Ian's just chill the fuck excited. Out. It doesn't always have to be the bit. We already did. Here's the thing. We already did this bit where you guys trashed me and I fucking, it's fine. It's okay. We can just go and talk about shit right now and we can have some fun. And in the midst of talking about shit, you can start trashing me. You can make a fucking comment and get me a little fucking, but I just feel like you're sort of failing to execute what you're looking to execute. Here's the thing. Everybody That's fucking Ian. Hates me. Everybody hates me.
Consistent.
It's
Ross turning on Ian is my favorite shit in the fucking world.
It's always been
right
like
now.
This. I love
Ross
him.
Ross is my fucking boy. You are on the same fucking dying boat. On the same dying boat. Yeah. And you just fucking stole a life raft from him.
Ross, people... that's why you're the one who's inside right now.
And I didn't come here to rip.
Yo, Ross just said, hey, man, Ian's holding us back, bro. Ian's holding us back.
I know what you guys fucking are, and I'm not even mad at you guys. I'm just letting you know you're fucking missing the mark. Let me finish my point, okay?
There's no mark. Trying to reach though, maybe Ian's missing the mark.
So look, I'm just saying, this fan base is like, they already all started off hating me. At this point, if they're listening to the Real Ass Podcast, you're not going to convince them of any shit. It's not like you're uncovering any shit where you're going like, dude, you see this guy being a phony fucking son?
Totally
they know.
Agree.
They all know.
You're not cartoon blows. Reddit.
What are you talking about? Everything you're talking about has already been said to me before. So I'm just
I thought it was part of it.
Some
people fuck with you because of those things.
You've heard these allegations before and you didn't come up with something.
I just want to have a fucking show where we talk some shit and we fuck it with each other and it's fine if we can make this the whole show, but you're not going to walk out with any fans. My fans are going to hate the fucking show. In my head, I'm going like, oh God, why did I fucking even have these guys on? At least the fucking, you talk shit on the Revenge of the Sith guys. They don't come in and trash. I know what they fucking do. They do the same shit. They trash people. But they come on my show and they go like, all right, well, I know he's not going to go and fucking trash Rogan. So why am I going to sit here on a show? And like, it's just not.
Good one, Lois.
No. Mersh,
by the way, that's
Mersh had the biggest boner. Just the fact that you would talk to him and he went around Twitter acting like you're his best friend. That's why he acted the
I'm
way
very
he did.
Important. Maybe you guys should fucking understand who you're talking
he wants
to.
You to be. He wants you to hire him on
really
his network.
Out to fucking deliver something right now?
Probably.
That's so funny.
That is fantastic. That's a good
The reason I can't hate these guys is this. Right, whatever this is right here, I can't hate that, but I want to.
Dude, yeah. If a black guy just jumps in the car and drives away with it right now, and we just start interviewing him.
I bet it'd be funnier.
Oh, shit. As soon as Ian leaves too, Ross just chills out. He's one of us now.
No, I mean, it's definitely interesting that, I mean, I don't know who you guys are, but it's totally interesting that, like, somehow we're hanging out right now. I mean, that's cool, I guess, you know, I'm cool with that.
Hold on, you guys talk for a second, I'm gonna get some ice.
Yeah, so explain to the fan, because I don't know, like, how you guys started, but I mean, clearly you do have a following, obviously, I'm not gonna deny this.
Total joke, just a complete total joke, didn't even have a YouTube account when I started.
And you just started doing podcasts. Like, you've never done stand-up or fucking anything.
Plumbing. That's about it.
I mean, how do you get...
Plumbing.
How do you get two people to listen to your fucking podcast if you're
started
just...
Started with four and just one by one. I went, you know, went on other shows the same way you guys meet people. It's just you guys meet better people.
Yeah, but that's...
and I find the biggest scumbags I can find on the internet and I talk to them.
Yeah, it's like a weird like subculture, the whole like Discord world, and it's interesting though. It's like pretty hardcore. Like that's the thing. Like if you got it doesn't matter if you have 100 fans listen to a show. If you got a podcast and there's 100 people listening to it, those 100 people are the most hardcore of the most hardcore. Those people
I had 495 live Saturday night.
Nice. That's fucking 2. Awesome.
7,000 already.
You guys are doing good stuff. That's why you guys get. Notice, I just feel like you've made friends with me at this point, and I know you like we'll hang up here.
Please put your fucking seatbelt on.
No, please don't and drive into a fucking ditch.
Worth the noise.
It's good to see my
I feel like if I started out like everyone else would try to start out and talk about current topics and trying to get celebrity guests on and all that shit, I would have never made it anywhere. I had to use my charisma and my charm. And sometimes camera angles to make me appear more Brad Pittish than the fucking ghoul that I look like on your show right now.
Let me see you. I don't know if I can see you. Are you?
So your podcast is like you just call out other podcasts?
It looks like friends.
We don't prep anything. We just hop on. Sometimes we could talk about some kind of current topic. But most of the time, someone has some kind of fight going on. they pop in, and then we just sit back and watch them yell at each other.
And so how does Lewis watching. Get brought up, like, ever?
Ian's in the stand-up scene. He's our stand-up. He covers, like, all you guys' podcasts. He's the one that keeps us informed.
Ian's a fucking fan, and he won't admit it. Instead of saying, hey, dude, I like these guys. I'm a fan of what these guys do. Some of them, and I call them on their shit because sometimes everyone has horse shit. He has to fucking go down this angle. And that's, by the way, the only reason why I'm even having a fucking conversation with this guy still is because I fucking get what he does. But you got to fucking, you got to just take your foot off the gas every once in a while. You're here. You can trash me. You can trash me.
Step right now. Put your foot on the gas until you hit a wall.
You fucking made a cartoon where you trash me that I promote. You won. You fucking, what else do you want me to do here?
See, Lewis, this feels like New York comedy isn't fun anymore. Like, I want you to loosen up with us and then take that energy.
What do you want
out.
Me to fucking make fun of your glasses? Who cares?
Absolutely. Trash them. They're ugly. I got a Band-Aid on there so it doesn't cut my ear. They're old. You look like Hunter S. Thompson. What's up with that?
Ian's a turtle. We have memes of him. He's a turtle. It fucking fits
I'm a meme,
perfectly.
Lewis.
I get called a turtle. Shut up. Stop. Get out of town. We're both turtles. See, we should all be getting
Damn, turtles are not funny.
Ask you a business question.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Or Ross Dog?
About plumbing? Yeah, me and Ross can call each other. So, Louis, Louis C.K. was supposed to do a special for Kurt Metzger, and then he got Me Too, so we never got to record that special. Now, what would make a better promotion for Skankfest and Gas Digital? A Kurt Metzger special that you shot because you know how to do that now, or playing Fortnite?
How do you know we're not doing that?
Because you're playing Fortnite.
Do you think I'm holding the cameras? Do you think that I'm fucking, I mean, here's the thing. Yeah, I'm playing Fortnite, but yeah, I run literally 6 or 7 businesses. I mean, if you consider everything from the comedy festival, the Gas Digital, to the merch side, to the advertising, yeah, we're in talks with Kurt right now. We want to do a Kurt Metzger special. Terrible cartoon. Ross, you hate this cartoon. Can't you just fucking say, like, hey, I don't like the cartoon. That's okay.
No, I can't.
Don't like every piece
it's another
of
reason I started all this
does.
Shit is because I got sick of the entertainment out there. I don't watch TV. I don't listen to the radio. I don't do anything. I just follow RDA. That's all
you
I do.
Your own shit?
All I do all day.
We're the same fucking guy. Do you listen to your own podcast ever?
Yeah, I do. Sometimes just to test audio and sometimes just to
most
see,
of the time to
see where people were laughing at me and shit. It's funny.
Do you ever listen to your own podcast with no headphones in an hour-long cab ride to embarrass all your friends?
Hey, come on, man.
I don't go anywhere. I'm here all the time. My fucking
where in Florida
quarantine
do you live?
Started for me. Just Gross. Outside Tampa. Like 20. I'm like 20 minutes from Royce and Mersch.
That's so funny.
Fucking idiot.
Can we just break this down for a second? Because I don't care. And you guys honestly, you haven't even trashed them at all, which is fucking fine. I mean, they reported your channel. Were you using their content? Is that why they reported your channel? Is that
nope.
what it was?
No.
How
nope.
can you get your channel taken down then if you're not using copyright?
It's called mass
material?
Reporting. It happens. They tried to do it to me last
false.
Night.
Yep. They flagged a bunch of false stuff. They just made it up. They went, this thumbnail is salacious. This has copyright and music. This
you can do
they
that.
Pretend they own the copyright. Yeah. To
sexual
Shannon.
It's YouTube up. Bots. They don't check everything, especially with COVID going on.
Okay, so basically, if somebody reports something over and over and over again,
they'll take it. They'll,
their algorithm
they won't strike
says,
you. They'll just take it down. Usually, you can start a stream right back up again after that.
And in a couple months, it'll get overturned if it's all bullshit, but. That's a couple months where you've lost your channel.
And have you ever spoken to them about this?
They've been invited on the show many times. They don't want to punch down.
They were smart and they didn't do what I did and fucking go and fucking invite you into their lives.
He embarrassed himself in other ways by talking about us night after night after night.
Yeah, it's much worse for them because they haven't talked to us. If they talked to us, it could have ended. But now it just goes on forever.
Lewis, you really walk growing. Through life with a giant box that just says troll food and you fucking scatter it behind you.
Dude, I did go to Zach. I went to Zach and a couple different people. I was like, I'm going to go on their show, right? And everyone's like, yeah, go on their show. It'll be great.
Puerto Rican Pied Piper of trolls.
Ian's main focus, by the way, right now is to not say, hey, can I ask you a question? Hey, can I ask
he always says, "Can I ask you a question?" And here's the thing, Ian. Like, this is what happened on the other show. Like last time, Ian just wants to talk about real life and shit, but he has to fucking do the stupid bit like he's a dick the whole time. Ian, you want to talk about being a dad? You want to talk about fucking podcast advertising? You want to talk about fucking
stand-up? Yeah, he wants advice. He just wants advice across the board.
And if he was like, hey, dude.
Acknowledge me, daddy.
Yes, even deeper. He just needs a father, man.
I hate your cartoon. Okay, fine.
No, what it is he has friends watching right now, and he's afraid they're going to make fun of him if he tries to be your friend.
If he tries to be nice.
Ian, we know that's not true. You don't have friends.
I'm talking to two people.
We're not trying to click up. We're not here to be friends. I mean, better friends than enemies, but we're going to treat you the same either way.
I know. That's why I like
There's no compromises
dudes.
In what we you're do. Real this ass is dude. How we you know talk. What?
Coming from the fucking real ass dude King right here, who's definitely, obviously, seriously a real ass dude and a Puerto Rican rattlesnake and the fucking Howard Stern of MMA Radio, I'm knighting you guys real ass dudes. So take that to the bank.
Hit the drop, Shannon. MMA Radio. Oh, God.
Hit that drop, Shannon.
I got plugged on Howard Stern from Wendy the Slow Adult.
Why? How would you get plugged on Howard Stern, Ross?
We got her to go on there and on the last time she did Hollywood Squares. It was like a reunion a few months
ago. Wendy the Retard is one of the funniest women in the universe.
And Howard said, how much did they pay you to get this plug out? And she said, $200. And we didn't pay her shit. She just fucking spreads lies and embarrasses us. But thanks for the plug.
Lewis, would you like
what
to
that
get
Howard
in?
Plug brought
unlike,
my channel?
Unlike Chief Smackaho, who legitimately paid. You guys can hear a song at the end of today's show, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Lewis, come get in on this fun with me. Let's hold Scott's feet to the fire. Like, Scott, who's the comic that you feel comfortable trashing?
This is a good game. This is a smart fucking bit. If you guys would have come in, this is a smart idea. Be like, all right, let's figure out a comic that you guys feel comfortable openly trashing, because there is something to that. Okay, that's in that comics
you we
in general.
Preppy.
You get to a certain fucking level, right,
Lewis,
and you just don't want to trash people to trash people, right? You don't want to do that. So
I do.
You, like you, my whole you never dream. Got to that level,
that's
you fucking idiot.
I'm here.
Ian's problem is, and I went on a fucking Ian Ellis journey on the internet after this all happened, after I went on their show. I listened to some of his stand-up. His stand-up's pretty good. He was on Kill Tony. You got some good jokes, dude. You legitimately do.
He was the Patriot on Kill Tony.
Was he the Iron Patriot?
Yeah, he was the Patriot.
Let me tell you that story.
In the blue suit.
By the way, I don't actually know. All I know is I heard of the Iron Patriot so many times.
Ian.
Let me tell you the story.
Let me finish my half compliment first.
Okay, go for it.
So you're pretty good, right? But the problem is I have a similar story. You didn't have enough confidence you were ever going to do anything. Shane Gillis, the Shane Gillis story. Shane never thought he was getting to that level. So he said chink on a bunch of podcasts. So he fucking tapped out earlier than he should have. You are literally, you're just burning all the fucking bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you need fucking bridges, but you're burning them all now because you have no fucking confidence. Because you're 40 and ugly.
No. It's because
it's the opposite of what you really want to be, right? You want to be cool. And what you're doing, like, you're basically just Wendy Williams, but you say faggot. Like, it's the same thing. You're just gossiping about people in an industry, going, oh my God, can you believe he sold out? And it's like, ugh, suck a dick, dude. Who gives a fuck? Just go be funny, make observations. Let's talk about shit that's going on. I mean, like,
you know,
Lewis had like a bunch of topics to talk about, and instead you want to be like,
And maybe you guys do. I don't actually know, because maybe you guys do spend a lot of time talking about other shit as well. But I think there's a point to that as well, where it's like, I want to take the bait. I want to trash Brendan Schaub every minute of every fucking show, because I know we'll show up on that subreddit. But hold on, dude. Not because I don't like Brendan Schaub, because I don't give a fuck about Brendan Schaub. I've met the guy twice. He's been nothing but nice to me. I don't have anything against the guy, right? There's a lot of shit comics out there. Am I going to sit here and fucking, am I going to point my finger at every shit comic out there that
name
is successful?
Name three.
That's
but also,
crazy.
who gives a fuck if somebody's shit at comedy? People are shit at everything. You might be shit at fucking plumbing. You're clearly shit at almost everything you do. That's why you drive on a fucking Uber service. Like, you guys are shit at everything. Some people are shit at shit.
You are a mediocre human being.
Who cares?
You are a mediocre.
Oh my God. I'm not mediocre at all, but I accept the fact that some people are.
You
dumb fuck. Look at you. You are clearly mediocre. We can't even see you. That's how fucking mediocre you are. You're going to drive a car right now, you fucking pussy.
Guys, hey guys, I can solve this really quick. Obviously, we don't need to fight like this. Who here of the five of us has been paid thousands of dollars to be on Comedy Central? Raise your hand.
Raise your hand.
Lewis, raise your hand.
Who here has made over 100K plumbing in a year?
That is
anyone?
A good point. That is a good point.
Who here has ever fed their community with delicious chicken? Single mothers with children. It's the only warm meal
Doggy,
they get.
I,
no, Ian,
I have no
look,
idea.
Ian,
I worked
look,
at KFC
Ian,
for four
you're a man
fucking
of the
years,
people.
Bitch.
Ian,
Scott feeds a single mother chicken all the time.
Dude, I do the same thing as you. I just do it in the day. I work payroll. I drive around and deliver payroll to people all fucking day.
Yeah. It's okay. Like you're, yeah, you're just, you know.
I don't make it my sad existence. I, you know, like I just fucking, I don't know. Anyway, whatever, man. You guys irritated the fuck out of me. I'm sorry.
Lewis,
I'm sorry. These guys suck.
Hey, man, it's not our fault.
Lewis, this is your fault, too. You're a fucking dork for doing this, man.
Can I tell you what I did? I brought Scott on.
Why is this guy so triggered? I didn't even say shit to him.
I brought Scott on because you called his
head. Have another Zima, bud.
You called his
head. I teased him a lot.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, you had fucking fans on. This is fucking corny, dude.
I'm not
a fan. Oh, he called I'm his not, fans.
You're a fan, not me. Ooh.
Right? Like, what the fuck are these guys,
here.
Dude?
You're too good for the fans because you're on Comedy
why is he
Central,
so mad?
Right?
Why do you have to keep doing things with your hand
your
as
fans.
You shout?
They're just people that
sit, would, like, punch my fucking
something.
Computer if I wasn't.
You're so fucking awkward right now. You
so well, tell
fucking,
me the story about the iron page.
You're borderline about to cry. If I felt like you right now, I could make you cry.
Yeah, make you piddle.
The entire fucking time.
Oh my God. You got.
Unless somebody clogs their toilet and has to leave.
Three of us right now. Let's call the three of us right now and admit that there's nothing more pathetic than challenging each other to a fight.
Someone sipping Zimas and sitting in a rocking chair with a teddy bear with a homosexual.
I don't know what a Zima is. I don't know what a Zima is.
Sure you don't. Sure you don't, kid. How old are you?
And that is, I am a kid. I'm 29. And how old are you? Yeah, failing at whatever the fuck you're failing at.
You're 40 and white. Failed at life.
I'm not at grandma's house in a rocking chair with a teddy bear behind
me.
Me
and my girl's place,
house.
You fucking dork.
Is your girl 11?
Okay, I'm in my house.
No, you're in your shed hiding from your fucking
There's
wife.
No
because
shed
if
here.
She heard how you talk, she'd fucking smack you. And you're afraid
That's
of
true.
It.
That's true.
Sam.
And guys, if you Sam ever Sam. Got fucking laid, you'd know how that feels.
All right.
He That's why you're in your Come girl's on. Kid's
Lewis,
room right now.
Oh, shit,
you say it's
a teddy bear.
Guys, we gotta fucking chill.
It's all
yeah,
your
voice.
Everyone,
you're just
guys, everyone fucking relax for a second. Okay,
a
Jesus Christ. Relax. There's no reason for you guys to be fighting. You guys don't know each other. Nobody gives a shit. You guys don't know each other. You're saying mean words into the air right now. Neither you don't know Scott. You don't know him.
Who invited
Nicole, you're saying each
here.
Other as gay. He has a gay hat. You're saying he's drinking a Zima. You're telling them that they're
fucking. Are you jocktobering yourself
shit.
Right now,
Who
Lewis?
Fucking cares?
No, I agree. Who gives
it's,
a shit?
It's fucking. Come on, guys. It's,
Lewis, you Lewis. Know, have
we
you
saw,
seen me
hold,
move?
We saw it having a
no,
good
no.
Conversation.
You hold on. No, you do you see on. Me moving, or do you see your boy Scott, the guy who's so well prepared to fucking go off on people and roast? Who's the guy who's like, oh, fuck you guys, you suck. Oh, man.
Oh, I'm just
fuck.
Hanging out, man. I'm just getting high. I'm like reading the comments right now. I'm
Hold
not
your
even,
hand out. Let's see
listening.
It go like this.
Oh, shaky.
Hold your hand out shaky. So we can see other people's shit under your fingernails.
Don't white knife for people, Zach. You don't have to.
Oh, fuck
knife.
Yourself.
You
doesn't need your help,
You
bud.
Eat right, butthole.
You,
got you
don't see me defending
nails,
Ian right here.
Well, that is true. Ian's hard to defend.
Zach, drop this mic.
Listen,
Scott, let me give you a hug. Let me give you some smooches. Guys, let's all be cool.
All right,
I love
so
you. Let's relax.
Thank you, Ian. I appreciate it. Ian's finally making a little bit of sense. Ian, tell me the story. What happened with the Iron Patriot? Because what is going on? And
so
I'm gonna go to the chat as well. Just I want to see how the fans feel about this.
You should bring one of the fans on. Let him ask a question.
Let's see.
Because you care about your fans.
Love you. Ian is the worst.
I respect the chat.
Hostile and unfunny. Success.
They're talking about you.
Stupid.
We need to teach these fags the real ass commandments. Have you guys? Do you guys know the real ass commandments? Maybe that's why you guys got
to
fucking.
Yeah, are you Proud Boys? Do we have to name cereal boxes while you punch?
Yeah, I didn't realize there was a bunch of holes in this fucking. That's why you don't like this.
So, Ian, Tell us about the Iron Patriot. What happened?
A bunch of ladies.
Don't talk about this celeb. Don't bash him. He might give me a chance one day.
Nobody's got a chance, Russ. Russ, you sound very silly when you say that, because this is,
I know,
this
what I'm doing.
I'm just not the guy that's, I don't get any chances. Nobody wants to give me chances. People don't like me. I'm not a guy in the industry.
I'm giving you a chance.
True. I give you that.
That is actually true. You guys are the only, I'm more likely to become friends with you guys than I am to become friends with anybody who's of importance in the industry.
Yeah, that's Scott.
Well, then why don't you fucking follow me on Twitter like I asked you to, you dickhead.
Well, you got to stop disrespecting my friends.
Big leaguing on my show. Me. They came at me. I'm not the one hopping out of my chair.
You called his hat gay, dude. You called his fucking hat gay. It's a fact. It's on recording.
My father gave me this hat.
Rocked his world.
Dead father.
Sorry, well, I'm sorry. My dad died when I was 12, too. So.
How did your dad die?
That's stupid.
He was 62. He was in the Korean War. He got sprayed with Agent Orange. He smoked for 25 years. Double pneumonia, I believe. Emphysema.
62 and you were 12. That's fucking wild, man.
I'm the youngest of 10.
Holy shit.
This is why he acts this way. He's angry old cum.
That's true. No, I'm the trophy wife cum. Nice.
And Scott's dad.
Much younger mom.
Zach, you licking your lips? Ooh, old man cum. Might get to Epstein Island.
Yeah, Zach really fucking ruined his whole setup over there.
Oh, no. Zach's unplugged.
I'm furious. I'm furious.
Let it out. Let that steam out. We're here. We can take it. It's okay. Let loose with us.
Don't be furious at these guys. They're fine. They're literally, this is what they do. Who cares? They're just fucking dumbasses. They're dumbasses.
You want to hear a story about Tony Hinchcliffe?
I want to hear
Hey, real quick, I didn't want to be disrespectful, but I'm going outside smoking a cig. So.
All right, you go outside and smoke a cig.
I apologize.
When they leave each other as well, like they have like, it's almost like the pink ooze in Ghostbusters. Where they sort of rub off on each other a bad way. When they separate from each other, they become nice guys. It's very strange.
We're dangerous in groups. There's a whole gang of us.
Ian?
Yeah, man.
Will you please make nice with Zach? Because you fucking hurt Zach's
feelings. Zach, I love you. You've been saying the funniest stuff all night.
He's literally a fan of yours, Zach. This is what's fucked up, Ian. You could.
Yeah, I know. That's what makes me want to quit comedy.
Ian, you just fucking...
You know what my buddy said the other day? He's like, why does Lewis depend so much on guests? Why can't it just be the Lewis and Zach show? Because you guys are enough.
This is how much of a fan. This is how much of a fan Ian is. He talks to me with his buddies off air. Like, and yeah, you're right. We're fucking incredible. This is actually, as soon as we start getting into a good conversation.
Scott looks like a male nurse.
See? As soon as we start getting into a good conversation, you throw some weird fucking lob out for no reason. Scott's finally like, all right, you know what? Maybe I have been too hard on these guys.
My heart rate is finally going down.
Don't get comfortable.
He's like,
Scott.
Hey, gay.
Don't trust us.
You think you might be gay?
Oh shit.
I think he's gay.
He might
you guys think he's gay?
Zach, Scott, at this point, they did sort of touch on a nerve with you. You might be gay.
I mean, clearly something's going on.
Have you ever thought about the fact that you could
I did
be gay?
Buy this fucking hat. I did dye
Whoa,
my
your
hair
dad gave you that hat.
Times. No, I was lying. You know, that bear was an idea. That's not like a straight idea. You know, that's a very gay idea. I get it. I totally get it. It's the repetitiveness of it all. It's the gay every 2 seconds. I have an
it's
issue.
Fine. They're okay. They're not even bad guys.
We're fine.
They're fine.
Mogwais.
Tell me what happened with the Iron Patriot, Tony Hinchcliffe, because I heard of the Iron Patriot 100 times. And I also heard, and I swear to God, I had no idea you were the Iron Patriot. I heard weirdly, as you said that, now I remember hearing that there was drama with the exiting of the Iron Patriot from the show. That's all I fucking remember. I know nothing of this. I swear to God, I'm not making this up.
That's a different guy. And after he quit, they replace him with a new person each week. And Tony asked me to be the Patriot. And I told him no. I was like, I got too much self-respect to put that stupid fucking costume on.
Okay, so you're not the Iron Patriot. You're a liar.
Hold on. And then I heard that the guests were going to be Anthony Jeselnik and your buddy Ari Shaffir. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, I want to go fuck with them. I'll do it, Tony. So the Iron Patriot gets to ask each of them a question. So I said to Anthony Jeselnik, you know, you stole your entire style and pattern from a British comedian. You've never done anything original in your whole life. What was your favorite episode of the last season of Schumer's show right after they broke up? And then Ari's favorite football team had just lost the game, so I asked him why his team was so bad at football.
Really?
Because
really
I like to make an impression.
You fucking let Ari off. That was your question for Ari? You just cut the fucking – went straight for the jugular with Jeselnik?
I didn't hate him as much as Jeselnik. Jeselnik's a dick. You want to trash him? Isn't he such a pretentious little prick?
I don't know, but he's
definitely
straight.
He is so far out of comedy, he thinks Jeselnik really dated Amy Schumer.
Yeah, that's how far removed he is from this. But I'm gay, okay.
Listen.
They broke up and got back together several times. It was on Marin. Did you know Amy Schumer dated Jim Norton and she would do pee-pee panties in his face? She would squeeze pee-pee out on his face.
Where'd you hear this? Is this confirmed information? I love how we're like so against this dude, and then once he says something that is actually intriguing to us, we're
gonna trash Schumer.
Wait a second, Schumer's pissing on somebody?
Say this again.
Listen, Amy Schumer threw Kurt Metzger under the bus. Fuck that bitch. And she stole jokes from Patrice O'Neill. Don't protect this hoe. Don't act like she got clout.
I've never protected Amy once. I don't like it. I shouldn't say I don't like Amy. I don't really know Amy enough not to like her. But yeah, I've trashed Amy a million times. I trash Amy. Zach wrote me one of the funniest jokes ever on the Colin Quinn roast, or the roast for Rich Voss. The fucking joke where I said, or I was talking about Colin Quinn, which Colin Quinn was so difficult to write jokes for because he's such a genius and he's so respected. And you're looking at Colin, you just don't want to trash Colin. Oh, he's the best, dude. Colin's the fucking the best. Yeah. Shut your fucking face. I'll fist my
No, face. Colin is the shit, man.
Yeah.
He is. It's crazy.
Colin's the shit.
Yeah.
He's the fucking man, dude.
Listen,
he's really cool.
You know what? I got a problem with Keith Robinson hanging out and co-signing Amy Schumer, and I think you should go kick him in his bad knee. Okay. Can you do that for me? So, Keith, can we get bad comic, back of the bus, and kick him. Break his leg like fucking Christina Hart from the 90s.
Shannon, can you
break it like an ice skater?
Do a Twitter poll. Find out if I should physically attack Robinson.
Who are the comics you like, man? What comics do you like?
I like Doug Stanhope.
Patrice.
He just released a new album. I love Patrice. I worship him. I like Mike David from Red Bar Radio. I like Dave Chappelle. And then everybody else is just kind of okay. There's like a massive gulf between like the top four and everybody else. Everybody else is just kind of mediocre horse.
So here's what Ian is. Ian's a massive comedy fan and snob, right? So Ian's like a comedy snob who likes five comics. He's like most other comics, to be honest with you.
We all have a
similar attitude, right?
I've said that same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, the exact same fucking little Braveheart speech you just gave. We've all
given
our non-comic friends. We've heard it before, Ian, okay?
Lewis, they're called civilians.
Yeah, civilians, exactly. Oh, dude, Jesus. If you died on my show right now. Oh, look at your booger. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my fucking God. You saw
you're a
that?
Disgusting creature.
That's the tape. That's the tape, man. That's going online.
Oh, I got an oogie boogie. I'm having a Scion Z situation.
Oh, man. This guy's sick now.
Jesus you can barely Christ, see man. Me, and you saw a booger.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking embarrassed to be here with Ian right now, for the record.
Ross, you didn't see that. Did you see
you got
that?
Any openings at the Real Ass Podcast, please? I don't want to see it.
Not for nothing, dude. I would give Ross and Ian regular co-hosting. If Zach liked you guys, you would be regular co-hosts on the show.
I'm not reliable.
You could make you be honest. On a fucking Zoom meeting three times
three
a week.
Three kids? No, I couldn't.
You have three kids?
Three kids? Oh, damn.
How old are your kids, if you don't mind me asking?
9, one's about to be 13, and a 14-year-old. Girl,
good for you, buddy.
About to go in high school.
That's fucking nuts, dude. Good for you, man. Ian, you got one kid, right?
Yeah, he's learning to talk. He's 11.
He's in the trunk.
He makes more
money. Can I ask you about Joe Rogan's sugar pills?
What are you talking about?
Joe,
can you stop just trying to be controversial at every moment? We're having a nice moment. We're just breathing. We're just fucking taking a moment. And he's got, look at Ian's got to be Mr. fucking controversial again.
He does Listen, this on Lewis. Our show. He'll change the topic every 2 seconds. Like,
look, by the way, look at this. Northwest Ken in the chat. Ross is actually kind of funny. See, just fucking chill, Ian. You got it. You hate Rogan. Schaub stinks. Louis J. Gomez is fucking awful. You fucking did it. You won.
Yeah, man, I've been there. I was that guy. Every comic is that guy, and then you're not. But this happens. This is like open
and
mic
then you
shit.
Get paid.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Open mic and, shit. All right.
No. You just grow the fuck up and realize. What you're getting angry about is irrelevant. You have kids.
He's okay with
that. You have kids.
Ross, can I give you not an analogy, but you'll understand this, right? So you work, right? You fucking, you have a job, and you know, you obviously, you know, you've talked about you respect the fact that you have this day job and it's a career. You take care of your family. That's fucking incredible, right? I'm not shitting on that. I haven't shit on you once for being a fucking plumber because I don't actually think that sucks, right?
Yeah, no, that's like an amazing job and it pays so well. Like,
I'm not hating on the fact that you're fucking working and doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? But you got to fucking go to work. And sometimes you show up and there's some fucking dude that you don't like or some fucking chick that you got to go plump, you know, fuck with her toilet or whatever. And she's a cunt. But it's not your job to call her a cunt. It's not even your job to go on your podcast and call her a cunt because you know what the reality is? If your boss hears that or gets back to them, it can maybe fuck you at one point and fuck with the amount of money that you make to feed your kids. You can understand why I just don't give a fuck to go and shit on some of these people. It's just not – that's not – you guys have sort of made a business out of it. Like that's what Red Bar did, which is fine as well. I said this to Red Bar when I was on the show. I did his show – when he was on Compound Media, which was the most brilliant troll of all time, was to get a show on Compound Media and then fucking just trash Anthony Cumia to the point where he was like, okay, well, I guess you're banned from the studio. It was psychotic. But I did his show and I said that to him. I was like, dude, you're such a talented broadcaster. You could fucking talk about whatever. He could talk about fucking, you know, table salt and make it funny. And, you know, I sort of say the same thing to you guys. It's almost like you don't need to fucking go to the controversial. Let me trash this guy. Because in my opinion, the way it comes off, and I have to fight this urge, it comes off like you are trying to take advantage of that person's like anti-fan base. You know what I'm saying? Like, so this is what I was saying before about the fighter and the kids. Like, I know I can just go and trash those guys. If I made it, and me and Zach do it, we fall prey to this. We are guilty of this.
100%.
Every week we make some fucking comment, and then afterwards we go, we shouldn't have fucking said that.
I feel bad every time.
Because we legitimately don't have anything against these guys, and it's cheap. What we're doing is we're taking advantage of the fact that these fans will fucking jump on, and they're not really even fans of what we're doing, because the second you have an honest moment, I'll be talking like this. This conversation we're having right now, they'll go and they'll post, and they'll be like, look what a fucking faggot. He's not a real homeless cat, dude. It's a phony homeless cat. He's not really meowing with us. And you're like, what are we? Like, it's psychotic. It's a crazy thing. So that's why I just say, like, it doesn't always have to be that, you know, you guys, and I'm assuming, my assumption is your show does more than just fucking trash Revenge of the Sith and Luis J. Gomez.
I never talk about them.
He doesn't care.
Ever.
Yeah, that's just Ian's thing.
We don't just do with apologies.
Ian, stop being such a faggot, dude. Why keeps you more like Ross? Just call other people.
I do three different shows a week that are they're completely different people on them.
Listen, Lewis, this isn't a clout chasing thing.
It Saturday night, that's not me. With apologies. That was.
I just
want
to get you guys in an argument before the end of the show. That's my master plan.
Genuinely bothers me that Joe Rogan is selling sugar pills.
Who cares, dude? Good for Joe Rogan. Good for Joe Rogan. You should look at
my thing, Lewis. My
don't buy the
Lewis,
sugar pills.
You guys should never.
The only reason you should care. The only reason you should care, Ian, is if you bought the sugar pills. If you went and bought Joe Rogan sugar pills, and you were like, God fucking damn it, he got me. And then you should care like $19.99 worth. And that's not that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a box in my fucking closet right now. I have a box of carb-free cereal. That I mean, yeah. Dude, they got me. I should make a podcast about this company. I actually forget the name of the company now. That's how little I fucking care. But I spent $50 because there was an advertisement and they showed these close-up Cocoa Puffs and sugary cereals. And they're like, you've missed cereal, haven't you? And they're talking right to me. And like, zero carbs, zero sugar. And I'm like, holy shit. And I bought them. And I was like, dude, I'm buying two boxes. They were $25 per box.
It's the cereal school.
Cereal school, yes. Thank you, Shannon.
Oh, hey, I forgot you were here.
Fuck yeah. Well, she's a producer. She's not a co-host. We don't have her just talk for no reason.
But I
went and spent $50 on this shit. And I took one bite. It was the nastiest shit I've ever taken in my entire life. And now I know never to fucking buy their shit again. I even posted a little. I get it. Because I trolled them. I posted a comment on their thing. And I was like, yeah, you're liars. You're fucking liars. I was so angry and emotional about it. Because all I wanted was cereal. All I wanted was cereal.
Well, Lewis, let me make the case, because you saw Porcelain's documentary.
Can you make it the case with cereal, though? Just use the cereal analogy, and let's keep it in that
space. We'll keep it in there.
Okay, so cereal used to be an MMA fighter, and now it's a bad comedian.
Zach!
Cereal,
it's really hard not to do.
Cereal is large enough. Joe Rogan
you guys should never feel bad about bashing anyone.
Good,
would you guys feel bad if they bashed me back?
Sorry, Ross. Let Ian say what he's saying.
Joe Rogan's audience is large enough that he can influence elections. He has massive sway and voice within the culture. And he markets himself as an honest, down-to-earth dude who's taken DMT and he's got your back. But he's actively selling overpriced sugar pills to his audience, despite the fact that he makes ridiculous amounts of money. More than anybody else, this honest integrity guy is selling horse shit to his audience. And blame Mark Maron or Porcelain. It's not about me. It's about the sugar pills, damn it.
All right, Shannon, cut that in the edit.
Whoa.
I get mad when pills aren't sugar.
Just, let's pause that for a second.
Can we just cut and do a, can we edit in a Joe Rogan sugar pill promo right there?
Sugar pills.
You cut me out of the whole thing.
So listen to me. I don't know. Can I say this? I don't know what he's selling. I don't know what Onnit sells, and I don't know any of their products.
Would you like me to tell you?
No, I don't care. I was at, my next statement was going to be like, I don't even know if you really know. Do you really know? Like, you've used the products, you know what they are?
So, Joe Rogan's first sponsor was the Fleshlight, and his partner in Onnit is the son of the Fleshlight. And they got together and they said, let's come up with a brain enhancing pill.
The son of the Fleshlight.
The doctor that, poor, that, created that poor little pill, kid. The doctor that created Joe Rogan's pill is the wife of the Fleshlight guy. And her doctorate in science is acupuncture. She's not a real biologist, but she read like, oh, if you take this much vitamin, it could have this effect. And they marketed that, and he pretends that science has discovered a way to make your brain better. And he Can sells it knowing it's horseshit.
You should,
I think that's on whoever buys it.
That's a lot to unpack. Sure, maybe you're 100% right. Even what you say, it's sort of like connecting a lot of dots, right? So like, because I don't know anything about it, so I'm just going to give you my perspective on what you just said. I go, okay, you've connected some dots that, who knows, maybe the son of the person who made Fleshlight developed these really great products. But no, let me tell you, the way the products
work. The pills should come in a bottle, you can fuck.
Well, let me, Ian, I don't know. So I'm not saying that. So I'm not, don't argue from the standpoint that I'm saying that they're a good product. I'm saying that the person who marketed Fleshlight, right, that family, they obviously know how to make multi-million dollar businesses. Now, what these people typically do is they will go and they will find, it's not like he's a doctor and is in a lab. No, they hire a team of doctors and they say, oh, we have this concept and we work backwards from the idea. A smart entrepreneur does that. So people like Steve Jobs, he didn't invent anything. He didn't actually do anything. But what he did was he worked with a lot of really smart people that did great things. So I don't know. Maybe Onnit's a fucking scam. Maybe it's not.
And the really smart person they picked, well,
the point is, even
mom.
If you think it is, so fuck it. So don't listen to his show. Don't buy his shit. Say you don't want to do it. I don't have enough energy in my life. And I know, like, if you should just be hyper focused on what you're fucking doing. I don't know why. Like, why do you really care
about what I'm about doing? Rogan. What I'm doing. This is it.
Rogan.
This is the, yeah, man. It bugs me because so many people look up to him as like an intellectual giant. He's part of the intellectual dark web.
Okay, no one thinks Joe Rogan's a giant anything.
Zach, God damn it, Shannon, edit that again. We do not disrespect Joe Rogan on the show. You son of a bitches, everybody.
Lewis, are you going to post this show or are you going to delete this?
Yes, I'm going to post the show. Do you think I'm deleting it?
Do you think we want to talk to each other for another hour and a half so we have an episode for tomorrow?
Yeah, what do you think is going on here? Yeah, we're fucking posting this show. I don't think...
I pulled a lot of pranks and I thought you might be like, you know what, scrap it, put an old episode up.
No.
This is going to be the highest rated show you've ever
this
fucking had.
This is going
had.
To be the most
It's just going to take 200
had.
Years.
I'm just... Yes, when we all die...
One day.
When
yes.
we all die, it's gonna fucking. They're gonna be like.
See, this. I'm looking at this as like a cult classic. That's what RDA, Ross Dog Network, Ian Ellis LLC is. We're never going to be rich from being famous, but 100 years after we're dead, someone's gonna find this shit.
Yeah, and it is we'll funny stuff, dude. I really like the. Here's why I even talked to you guys initially, was because it wasn't just lazy bullshit. This is why I like Red Bar. Because it's not just lazy bullshit. Red Bar legitimately is entertaining. He puts together a fucking really good show, and he does it for like 4 hours a day, 3-4 days a week at least, and he gives a fuck. He spends money on a studio. It looks good. So when you guys did that cartoon and I saw it, I was like, oh, this is funny. Like, at first, like I told you this on your show, I thought it was a fan cartoon. I thought it was like just somebody was doing, I was like, oh, look at this. And then I watched it again. I was like, oh, these guys fucking, they're trolling me. But when I watch it, I can appreciate somebody put some time into it. It's like when we were having that podcast war with the guys we fucked girls, we didn't just call them stupid whores. You know what I'm saying? Like that's, in my opinion, is so cheap and boring. Like we made that sketch and we made a whole podcast bit about podcast wars, and we just fucking, the way we told the story was so funny and over the top, and we put so much into it, it became sort of a piece of content. And that's why I, you know, was even willing to have a conversation. I have people that tell me the same thing you guys tell me every day of my life. If you just go onto Twitter and look at my name, there's people saying the exact same things you're saying. I mean,
maybe if you followed really, me back, you'd really make it easier.
Ross, you don't even really hate me. You might hate my cartoon.
The only reason I'm here is for you to follow me on Twitter.
You might have hated that bottle up my butt.
I did.
But you don't hate me, dude.
Because I think you're funnier than that.
See, look at that. There it is. He's a fan.
I think that's an easy way out. That's kind of like the fat guy in the movie who falls down the stairs. Always funny, right? No.
He's pretty good too.
But what if that fat guy fell down the stairs?
If the fat guy's funny, it's funny. If he's just a fat guy, it's not funny. He's not funny, is what I'm saying.
No, watching fat people fall is always funny.
No, we'll laugh at
it. Picture any fat woman you've ever met falling down an escalator.
But you're laughing at them, not with them. That's my point. You're laughing at them.
Well, yeah, but if it's a movie where it's planned, you're laughing with them.
What if the guy falls down the
stairs? Hold on. You humiliated yourself.
What if the guy falls down the stairs and he falls onto a bottle and a bottle penetrates his ass? Then he keeps on falling down the stairs.
It depends if he did it on purpose.
Falls into his mouth.
If he did it on purpose, then that's fucking talent.
This feels like a story you made up to tell a doctor.
I don't know. Excuse me, doctor. Where did you deliver more shit, Ian?
Yeah, I had to drop off some French fries. Did you guys know Tony Hinchcliffe is into S&M?
Oh my god. Who isn't?
Me.
S&M? That's it?
He wears a gym suit.
I'm such a
Australian wife.
I'm such a freak sexually.
Him up and dudes jerk off on him.
I'm just.
It's filthy. Right. Scandalous.
Come on. Ian, there's no way you're into normal shit. I'm looking at your face. You also look like you look like Thomas Dale. You look exactly like Thomas Dale. It's uncomfortable.
We get this guy off the show.
He's a gay. Yeah. What'd you say?
Scott. Bye, Scott.
Can we get this Ian guy off the fucking show?
Oh. Fucking Ross going to be on Gas Digital next week. What up, guys? It's the Rossi Dog. You use promotional code real ass.
When do you put these shows out, Lewis?
This will be live tomorrow on Gas Digital Network, 11 a.m.
Premiered on YouTube, right?
Yeah, but that's later on in the week.
Okay, gotcha.
But all your fans can watch on Gas Digital for free. You know, go to subscribe.
Sure.
Hell yeah.
Lewis, can I tell people about my podcast?
Scott, what do you think?
Can I do a plug?
Scott?
Oh, nothing, dead? Man. No, I don't know.
Do you think they should be able to plug their podcast?
Not Ian.
I don't. I mean, this whole episode has been them plugging their podcast, dude.
Technically, yeah.
They fucking got you. You are such a dumb sucker. I mean, like, dude, we know why they stink, but it's hard to explain to them or their fan base, and so they just win. They just win, and their fans get to go, we rule, we rule. And it's so fucking
no,
sad. Loser midget.
You have no clue how silly I find it that I would ever be invited on a legit podcast.
Okay, good, yes.
Ridiculous.
And great, because it is. It's fucking absurd, dude. So
Scott, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I will say I think this is sort of interesting.
No, dude, because I've been working on my anger. It's not.
There ain't nobody like me.
You might have invited me because you knew I might have to argue with one of them.
I did invite you because I knew would be a person that would be likely to argue with them. But also, Zach, I did say to Zach initially, I preempted Zach. I was like, Zach, they're going to come in and be dicks.
Yeah.
I said to him, I was like, just
you should
know.
Have preempted me. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Can I be honest with you, Scott?
Shit, dude. These could have been like your best friend. These guys can have specials out. Shit. I don't fucking know, nor do I care, you know? So, like, I'm just here to hang. I like
Scott, you're my fault because Lewis said, who else should we have on?
Yeah.
Ian, and I went Sagalo, and then I went, Chaplin hasn't been on in a while. And then the second this started, I was like, should have said Ian.
Should have said fucking Ian.
No, I think Ian would have probably had a meltdown. Ian would have had a meltdown.
Are you guys serious? I fucking, trans is regular. Andrew, you're trans Ian, now.
Ian would have killed himself at the end of this. There's no way. Like at one point when Zach got so angry that he accidentally unplugged his microphone, and then he had to take a 5-minute breather afterwards because by the time he got his microphone back plugged in, he was so furious.
Puffing on a paper bag.
And now look at his ridiculous mic location right now.
Ross Dog hasn't moved an inch. Calm, cool, and collected.
That was funny. You know what? Give him one guest attack. That was actually kind of funny.
Yeah, that was.
It reminds us of that guy Cyan's. I don't want to promote him on the show, but you know what I'm talking about.
Well, Lewis plays. That's another one.
Lewis plays Fortnite.
I began this shit based on fucking with him. That's another part of it. I'm ruining his fucking life. That's really why.
Can we tell people who we are?
He wanted you on his show so bad. Just me being here makes him cry.
I'm sure he's furious. What was I on with him? Oh, I was in my own chat. I was in the Bastard Radio premiere chat on YouTube, and he was in it. And he was like, yeah, you were on fucking Without Apologies, and you only got 1,000 views. How sad is that?
Obsessed with me. Obsessed.
What are you talking about? I was like, first of all, I'm sure it was a pretty successful show for them, but.
Ain't got no views, no subs.
He's got 10,000 subs, and he gets 300 views on a stream. So he shouldn't talk. Everything that dude says is a lie.
Yeah. Well, you know
he's streaming. Science. He's streaming in his closet now, literally. With his mom throwing punches through the little door at him.
We'll have you guys come on with Science next time, and you guys could finally have it out with somebody.
You don't want
Science,
that on your show. We've had it out with him, and I can show you
Bring
clips.
Desiree.
He's going to scream the same three lines nonstop until you kick him off.
If you think
he really is, Cyan, if you guys don't know Cyan's, he has like a channel where he does like content about podcasters and comics as well. And he looks like me and sounds like Rich Voss. He fucking has he's got like a stutter and a lisp, and he's like a Puerto Rican guy with a backwards hat. But shout out to Science. He's, you know, once again, like, I don't even when that guy's taking
not
shots.
Shout out. There's clips of him beating his kids on streams. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's fucked up. I am very vocally a peaceful parent, so
anyone wants to see that shit, come to me. I'll show you.
Yeah, but Ross, there's no fucking way you don't hit your kids. You're a plumber in Tampa. Jesus Christ. Those kids are probably fucking concussed right now.
I don't hit my kids.
Good. Good fucking shit, dude. Hell yeah, dude.
My heart rate would go too high, so I can't even. I try not to yell at him.
Ian, I know you got to. How old's your baby?
I beat anything under 3 feet tall. My kid, other people's kids, midgets. Don't be short around me. I'll smack you in your fucking face and take your lollipop.
How old's your baby?
11. He's two. He's two.
He's two. Don't hit your kid. Never hit your kid, man.
He's pretty strong. Like, he hit me the other day. I'm not allowed to hit back.
No, you're not allowed.
He almost
man.
Took
Come on.
My eye out. I thought he was going to break a rib the other day.
Yeah, it's okay. If you start hitting him, he's going to take your fucking rib one day. So that's the one thing I'll say, guys. You know, we're gonna end the show with us saying, let's not hit our kids. If there's one thing, we're all coming from different. How the fuck did you guys meet? You live in Chicago and you live in Florida.
Science.
Well, let me give you a backstory.
I stole all his people and stole some from another podcast. So, that's what I do. I go around and take people. Not here, though. You're not on YouTube, so it's a little difficult.
I'm a comedian. I have a podcast, the Ian Ellis Podcast on iTunes or ianellis.podbean.com. And every week I do new material. I got 11 mixtapes of material out. So if you're into new comedy material, you should listen to my podcast. Now, it's COVID, so the last episode wasn't very funny. But don't judge me on that last episode. So me and my friends started trolling Cyan's, and we also started setting up our own network, the Ian Ellis LLC. And it's basically a troll/comedian/internet personality corporation. And then we met the Ross Dog Army, and we had a corporate merger. And there's a documentary about this on the Philip Wave YouTube channel called The Corporation Too Dumb to Fail. And we're a corporation, a conglomerate of trolls. We're coming for you, Lewis. Call Joe Rogan. Call him right now.
Dude, I'm so at peace with this.
He wasn't done.
Guys, I love you all. I'm so at peace, whatever this fucking thing
Just
was.
Just please never tweet at me ever again. Is that okay? Ooh. We're good.
Here's the deal. I got the Ross Dog Network on YouTube.
Ross, I'm
going to
follow
YouTube.
You right now. I'm sorry.
I appreciate
Ross,
it. I'm not going to bother you.
Dude,
I have the Ross Dog right. Network on YouTube. If you like nasty, vile comedy, if you come from the O&A, Howard Stern kind of background, you'll probably like it there. And you may not like it at first. And you
if
can,
you like their fans, you'll like
money.
It. If you like O&A's fans.
Yeah, you may like the chat more than you like our actual stream. But that's okay.
Literally how you can describe almost all of my shows. Yeah, my Twitch sucks. Like, I'm bad at video
but
games.
You're providing an environment. You're providing that environment.
It's a bunch of psychopaths and people that are like-minded. And look, it is all in good fun.
And no, I'm not from the ONA Reddit. I hate when people say that shit. I've never been on fucking Reddit.
Fuck. what a cool stance. This guy's like Fonzie, dude.
Dude, you know how many times I hear that? It's important.
I don't do Reddit. Okay, yeah. Nobody gives a shit.
No, I'm not saying I don't do Reddit. I'm saying I'm not on there looking at shit. Calm down, buddy. Jesus Christ.
Dude, just if you saw what you are, man.
We're about to end on a nice note.
When you lean back, that teddy bear is going to catch on fire from your hat. Pour some water on your head.
Hold on. Wait, let me answer first, and I'm going to let you know if you could have another fucking word. It's a lot to take in right now, okay?
Okay.
You know, I've been trying to be fucking cool. Just fucking relax. One more word. Yes, go. One more.
Chill, bud.
I just want to give a shout-out to all the amazing people in our network. Griggy Man, Joe Booney, Pop Vulture Incorporated, Jay, fucking CEO, Ian Ellis, LLC, Cosmic Cam. Shout-out to the whole crew. Helen DeKeller.
Lewis. They fucking won.
They won.
They miss random.
Here's
shout
the thing.
Out to Wendy, the
all you people
guys
talking
rule.
Shit. We'll see you over there in our chat. Welcome to RDA.
Training day.
Because I see it all the time. You guys suck. You're the worst. Oh, next thing you know, can I be your mod?
Fuck Dougie, off. I'm telling you, I'm the same way. Look, here's what's going to happen. You guys will gain some fans from this. Maybe you'll be back on the show one day. Not together. I realize together you guys, you rub off each other in a bad way.
I agree with
that. I think separately you guys would be way better.
So I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we have another guy, CEO, and because of his living conditions right now, he's not able to be on. So there's another guy. Be thankful that he's not fucking here.
No, CEO is the only good person on your fucking stream. I remember CEO. I remember at one point.
Because he couldn't talk. Because he lives in a house with Chinese people upstairs, and he's not allowed to talk.
It's a nightmare.
After 8 p.m.
Ding 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 ding. Be quiet.
Look, if you guys like the whole troll culture, if you guys like to fucking hear more of this type of shit, go support these guys. They are just being dickheads to be funny. You know, I haven't had conversations with Ross, but I can tell Ross is a fucking good dude. Ian's a good dude, good dad. I know for a fact he's a good fucking father. So go support these guys if you're into this type of fucking dickhead, cocksucking, fucking troll. Fucking
we don't go
asshole.
Real life either. It's all jokes. We don't go real life.
No, it's actually kind of funny because on your YouTube channel it says, this is satire, relax. Which is, you should take it with a grain of salt. Like the reality is like we don't know each other. We're in different parts of the world right now. I can choose any, you know, 12 to 15 words in a row right now to say to one of you guys and try to hurt your feelings. And it's just silly. Who fucking cares? They're just sounds coming out of our mouths. So I think this is a good example of you needing to everyone needs to fucking chill sometimes and not take things so seriously because who fucking cares? We all have more important. I have real fucking problems and real things in my life that have happened. So if I would let the words of Ian Ellis and Ross and fucking CEO of all people bother me, I should fucking really be reevaluating things.
That's when I wouldn't respect you anymore.
Exactly.
You did that.
Exactly. And you guys are the very cool guys. Scott Chaplin, I fucking love you, dude. Thank you for playing along. I probably should have warned you about these.
Hey,
guys.
No, I love you guys. And I'm proud of you guys for doing that. And I'm glad that you're working humans.
Bro, I'd rather you be fired up at me than just sitting there doing nothing. So I appreciate it back.
Yeah, that's like a quote.
Eat a dick.
Definitely a quote.
That's like a quote from some fucking
guy.
Should be
on the thumb.
All right, now I gotta go.
That's from the ONA subreddit.
Because of this, you fucking idiots.
Turn this off before he pulls more teddy bears out. I saw some white fluffy there.
Scott, I love you, buddy. Thank you, brother.
Guys, bye.
Zachy, you're the man. Everyone in the chat, thank you guys for hanging out. Let's see, anybody else in the chat? Anything interesting to say? Eat a dick that made me laugh. Thank you for having us, says C-Dub. Fuck yeah, C-Dub, you're the man. Realize Podcast live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gingerbread Stud says, fuck these guys. Thank you, Gingerbread. And use the promo code RAP right now. 14-day free trial. Get access to every show on the Gas Digital Network. Thank you, Northwest Ken, for hanging out tonight. Subscribe right, on my talking. YouTube. My YouTube just passed 20,000 subscribers. I've never promoted my YouTube ever. Now's the time. Guys, start going to my YouTube. I'm going to start putting out more content on my YouTube as well. So make sure you guys do that. Hannah wants 4 more hours of podcast. I can't. I'm going to go right now, and I'm going to start streaming on Twitch. I'm going to go start streaming on Twitch right now, and I think I'm going to play Warzone, maybe. I don't know. I haven't decided. Oh, I'm sorry. I have to go start working on Kurt Metzger's special. I apologize.
No, this really did feel like the chat room of like a fucking one of those bullshit video games.
Yeah.
Like there was a 14-year-old in it. There was a 50-year-old in it. We were all calling each other fags.
Scott, that's ridiculous. Sometimes people in those chat rooms are funny.
Your whole YouTube chat. Your YouTube chat is going to become RDA. I promise you that.
If you want, you guys fuck it. At one point, it was just Scott, Zach, Ian, and Rostov all yelling faggot at each other. I was like, what is going on right now? How did I completely lose control of everything?
Appreciate it.
That was funny. What's Real Ass May Never Die. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Real Ass Podcast.
Bye. Or watching.
We'll check you on Wednesday. Peace.
Who cares? Smoke your weed, do your coke.
It's the post show.